Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the special holiday edition of the show you all love, known as Three Man Weave. Three Man Weave is brought to you by the good folks at Chair Shot Radio Network, also in conjunction with and
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's more of a blah, 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 blah.
Thank you.
You're over there making chicken sounds, and we're like eating turkey today.
It's poultry, man. It's
blah,
poultry.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't even know if I could do that. Yeah, I can't
These
even do it, man.
Blah, 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 These blah, are blah, my co-hosts. Wow.
Well, let me get the plug out the way right quick, then I'll bring you Melon Farmers in. Make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. You're listening to this Thursday morning as you're either driving to your destination or making your rounds during this most glorious holiday where we glutton on a weird-looking dead bird and we sit around the television and watch a bunch of dudes give themselves brain damage. It's the most American of all holidays. True. So you're either making your rounds, you're heading to your destination, or you might even be cooking. But the bottom line is, tomorrow you're going to be in Black Friday mode, and you need to go ahead and mosey yourselves down to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt for Aunt Agnes, for cousin Skeeter, who's home from college.
Skeeter.
For your grandma, Junebug.
Skeeter's a son
of a bitch.
You know,
G's did the job.
You should get Cole.
Reason for the season. Whatever. Just pick some shit up. You're going to need some stocking stuffers for some melon farmers, so you might as well do two things at once. Not only are you be getting stocking stuffers for melon farmers, but you'll also be supporting your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And I'm throwing it out there. Y'all
Turkey.
Already know. If you listen, you already know where I'm going with this.
Turkey.
If you type in the promo code
Hooker Cruise
Black Friday, you might get something off if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, TheChairShot.com. We are not just a website. We are a movement. Stop stepping on my lines. That melon farmer you hear stepping on my lines. Number one, I'm Mr. Velvet Price. Christopher Clapp. The melon farmer you hear stepping on my lines is Commissioner PC Tunney. And as always, I'm always joined by Mr. Furious Styles himself, the illustrious Ray Cash.
By the way, all the things you mentioned about how American Thanksgiving is, you forgot the most American thing about Thanksgiving. We stole it.
Touche.
Yeah.
America, fuck yeah. Remind me when we get off air, I'll tell y'all the true origins of the Thanksgiving thing and how we got here. It has nothing to do with Americans, with pilgrims, with Native Americans. It had nothing to do with that. But I'm not going to bore the listeners. America, fuck yeah.
You were pissed until you heard what it was, and now you're not so mad anymore, so shut the fuck up. Wipe that smile off your face.
He's not wrong.
You look like my sixth grade basketball coach every time I come down. I'm about to shoot the ball. No, 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 and then it goes in. Yes, yes, yes!
Oh, so basically the early Steph Curry years?
Like, bro,
he's shooting 40 footers off of 1 foot.
Let me work.
Like, no, and then he drains. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, good shot.
Let me work over here.
Good shit, Willie Mays Hayes with the basket catch. Don't ever fucking do it again.
Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever fucking do it again.
Gentlemen, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We have no idea what the hell we're about to talk about.
Let's talk about, we've made a tradition of talking about food here on the show, but Ray, I think even you can bear with us and say, what's your favorite Thanksgiving plate? What's on your favorite Thanksgiving plate? Not what you're going to make, not what you would make, but if you you went somewhere and they had everything you wanted to make that plate. Because, you know, when you go by the family or you have people over, or even if you go out to eat on Thanksgiving, it's, and generalmente, in general, it is a buffet. So I'll start. I'll give you guys a second to think about it. My perfect plate doesn't even have any fucking turkey on it. That dry bird can fucking jump off a cliff for all I care. Apparently it can fly. So give me the green bean casserole. Give me the stuffing. Give me the mashed potatoes and gravy. Give me the sweet potatoes or the yams all fixed up and looking good. Yeah, lots of starches, okay? Deal with it. I want some really good biscuits. I need a lot of butter. What else? I don't like the cranberries. You can keep the cranberries. Yeah, man. That's what I'm looking at right there. And whatever accoutrements you want to add on top of it, I guess I'll throw some gravy on a slice of turkey to make Hilda happy, who had everybody over. But, you know, much like the name Hilda, I think turkey should be going the way of the past. And I know you can fry it and you can smoke it and I can go downstairs and maybe toke it, but I'll pass on the turkey.
That's new for me, but okay.
You're coming in hot. Yeah, yeah, we're coming in hot this episode.
Okay. I guess the turkey now is like shrimp with my boy Bubba Gump. You can cook it. You can fry it.
You can toke it. You can make turkey a la king. You can make turkey legs.
Turkey scampi.
Turkey hash.
Potatoes au gratin. Ooh, that's a good dish. I don't think many people make that for Thanksgiving, but that's really good. I love some potatoes au gratin.
They don't, and it depends on the person who makes potatoes au gratin. Well, not every person can make it. Dish.
Well, that's like, depends on who's making my fucking steak, Ray. You know, not everybody can make a steak. Grill a steak.
That's fair.
You know?
I will say, so I don't want to be the the Grinch of the group. But I am not a fan of this holiday. But we're talking about my perfect dish involving Thanksgiving meals, because my perfect dish for Thanksgiving meals is not Thanksgiving food, but nonetheless. I'm with the turkey, but I'm a honey-baked ham guy. Ooh, I'm going for that first.
Lots of people are on that now. You know, lots of people are not just making turkey, or not even making turkey if people don't like it, right? It's not like it was, even when we were growing up 30, 35 years ago, everybody's making turkey. Now it's, hey, what's your favorite thing, right?
Sonny, well, where you been, man? You know, in our community, you always had a turkey and a ham for Thanksgiving. Both. You know what I mean?
And I we've added a duck anymore. Since. We do a duck, too, now.
The turducken.
I did a duck for Christmas a few years ago. It was delicious. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
But so I'm going for that ham first. I'm going to put some turkey. Did I wear it? I got kids. Come on, bro.
I was talking to Plaid. He said he did a duck. It was delicious.
You said a condom?
Did you wear a condom? You did a duck, and it was delicious. Did you wear a condom?
If I have to do a duck or eat duck and have to wear a condom, I probably shouldn't be eating that duck now, should I, Sonny?
I mean, it depends. Were you eating a dirty duck?
Yeah, you can't eat. Well, we don't know if the duck is dirty, but if I think that I've got to wear a condom with the duck, guess what? I'm not eating the duck. That's just how this rolls around these parts, sir. I'm not eating dirty duck, sir.
That got a little too philosophical for my liking. I'm a mac and cheese guy for sure. That is my thing.
Oh, yeah, mac and cheese for sure.
100% mac and cheese.
You like the crumble on top, or you just like it, you know, noodles and cheese?
I just like it to be the way it is. I'm not a big crumble guy. Given the, it's got to be perfectly done with a little crumble. You know, most black people ain't rocking with the breadcrumbs on top.
With or without eggs, because I hate the eggs, and I'm just now realizing that's a black thing. Like, black people love eggs in the mac and cheese, and I
would try it.
Shit.
I love eggs. Yeah. I'd try it, but I've never had that.
I do love eggs too, but there's certain things eggs ain't supposed to go in, and mac and cheese is one of them.
I would say, my man. Yeah, I wouldn't want to put them in there, but I would try it. I just love them so much, like from my head down to my legs. Gotta love them. The incredible edible egg.
I love eggs. So mac and cheese. I'm not a gravy person, so just give me just the mashed potatoes just the way they
so
are.
So you would say that boat has sailed.
That boat has sailed on over to Wisconsin, apparently.
Gravy
you can
boat
have it
has
all.
Sailed. Oh, I love the gravy.
And then yeah, give me some of that good stuffing. I just started getting stuffing over the past 5 years. I didn't eat it before.
Stuffing or dressing?
I have yet to be explained what the difference is.
So there's a difference. So this is the difference. There is no difference, but this is the difference. Black people call it one thing, and white people call it another. And it I is. Get confused too. I need to call it Amber is. In here because she's.
I don't
the one
know. I was talking to some.
She got both sides, huh?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah, she clarifies.
I was talking to some melanated farmers at work, and they said there's a big difference between stuffing and dressing.
Yeah, white people call it one thing, black people call it the other.
No, but my guys were saying, no, there's stuffing is one thing, dressing's another. And I'm like, tell me the difference. And they couldn't different. And they couldn't tell me.
Yeah. There really may be a difference. I'll tell you this. Most people dressing. I know that make dressing make it from scratch. Most people I know you make stuffing use the stuff.
Oh, is that maybe the difference?
That may be part of it.
Hold on. Let's Google it.
And from scratch, I mean, I literally bake the cornbread. Yeah. From scratch.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. Like, my grandparents raised me. I understand.
I wasn't talking to you, man. I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, I got you. Well, I mean, they know. Yeah. They know what's up. They've been listening to all three of us black folk on the show all the time.
like I said to these guys, and I'll say it to the listeners, I have zero problem with that, but my eyes must be deceiving me because I am like fluorescent white.
It's the glasses, dog.
We too, but we love you, man. So when the revolution comes, we'll make sure you good. So don't even worry about it. All right.
In fact, we love you so much, we're not even gonna spare you. We're gonna bring you on our side and say he good with us. We got you.
I love it.
What's personally, I'm kind of a finicky eater, if you didn't know. Oh, my bad. I you were answering the America's pressing
question. If you're looking, by all means, I want because I'm finicky too. I'd like to hear what yours is actually because. While Tunney is actually a chef in his own mind, you're actually a food connoisseur. So I'd really be curious to see your thoughts.
Yes, I'm also a chef as well. Thank you, kindly.
That's true, because you actually, every time I talk to you, legitimately, y'all, for the listeners, if I call this dude randomly or I text this dude randomly, he's cooking. Every time I talk to Platt, if he's not working, he's cooking.
Okay.
In some form of fashion.
I got it now. Here's the difference. Are you ready?
Stuffing has white bread.
No. It's really simple. Think about it. Think about the word used for each one.
Oh, okay. So we stick the stuffing in the ass of the turkey. Is that what you're saying? That's the only difference? Oh,
the stuffing is cooked inside the turkey. Dressing is cooked outside the turkey. Period. End of story. The difference between dressing and stuffing. Now, the difference between someone else's dressing or stuffing, what you put into it, is gigantically different, right? Like, there's stovetop stuffing, which everyone is used to. There's doctored up stuffing. Like, German sausage stuffing my aunts make, and it's fucking unbelievably delicious. It's just and it's different. It's something completely different, right, that you don't expect. So many different ways.
Do they use cornbread or white bread?
I'd have to ask my aunt. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's probably easier to use white bread because you actually got to make cornbread.
By the time I get it, my mouth is full.
This is why I only make the shit once, maybe twice a year if the spirit moves me, because it's very labor intensive. You know what I mean?
Favorite side.
Dressing. Dressing. Yeah. Word. I love dressing. Yeah. I even fuck with the stovetop shit.
Oh, it's good.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, it's
pretty good
to be a
mass produced product.
For sure.
Yeah.
Raymond?
Like, I'll fuck around and get some Cornish hens or a whole chicken or something like that and make some stovetop in it or stuff.
Honestly,
the stovetop in it. Like, you
Ray,
know what
I'm,
I mean?
Yeah. I'm kind of bothered right now.
Why? What'd I do?
No, by Ray.
Oh, cool.
Oh, why? Because I'm enjoying this?
No, because you don't like gravy, but you're cashed potatoes and ravy. Like, you got to pick a different side then, bro.
I love that this matters so much to you.
Oh, it's like, Ray talks shit about Chevy his whole life, and then all of a sudden he makes it big and he's a fucking doing Chevy commercials, right? It's like, what the fuck's up with that?
Well, in that case, if they pay him.
Yeah, I get it. Take the money away, but
you got
the assimilation.
I've worn Nike and Jordan my whole life. Let Adidas call and give me a check.
25%. Well, never mind. We can't talk about that. I'll have to mention that after the show. Ray, favorite side at Thanksgiving, and I'll give mine, and we can move on to sports.
As much as I do enjoy me some dressing stuff and dressing, I could eat mac and cheese all day every day. There's a place in Houston talking about restaurants. There's a restaurant here called Just Mac, where they make gourmet mac and cheeses with certain accoutrements or things in them. So like, there's a buffalo mac and cheese. There's a chicken tikka masala mac and cheese. Things like that. They're so good. And yes, I can fucking mac and cheese all day.
Word. Can I talk about my plate, Tony, before you get to your favorite?
Oh, yes.
Side?
You never got to your plate?
Skipped over that.
You never got to your plate?
No.
I thought it'd just be a bunch of turkey sausage or something. So go ahead. My bad.
Shut up. Number one, it's a piece of turkey, but it's got to be the leg. Every Thanksgiving, this is the masters of Thanksgiving. It's a time honored tradition. No matter where
I'm at,
I'm going to get a leg of that goddamn turkey.
I'm a titty man, but okay.
I love titties and legs, and a thigh. Ooh, my goodness, a good thigh. That's neither here nor there.
I love the whole thing, honestly.
Edible food,
except the
so,
toes.
So yeah, gotta get
not
the turkey
a toe
leg.
Guy. Not a toe guy.
Some collard greens. Got to have some greens on the plate somehow, some way. Got to have some greens.
Sure.
And if it's my Thanksgiving or, you know, Thanksgivings I've been involved with, there's more than one green. So be it cabbage, be it green beans. I'm doing Brussels sprouts this year. I'll give you all my Brussels recipe. You'll absolutely love it. It's got to be another green. Going to do the dressing. I'm not a traditional guy. Don't like mashed potatoes and gravy. Don't like the cauliflower sauce, Jesus Christ, whatever you call it. The shit that never makes it out the can. Like, you halfway through the meal and realize you forgot to take it out the can, whatever you call that shit.
Cranberry
sauce.
Cauliflower, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I love the mac and cheese, but I'm very finicky about my mac and cheese. As a matter of fact, there's only two mac and cheeses on the planet that I eat right now. Not
Your
saying
mom's?
My mind can't be changed.
Your mom's and Amber's?
No.
Well, that's
you only have right. My sister's Aunt Amber's.
Okay. Got you. Got
you. Yeah, yeah.
That's your big sister too, isn't it?
Yeah, Noelle, the one out in Arizona that my mom and I, we split time with.
Well,
yeah.
Chris's mom, I just want to tell you.
She does a three-cheese blend.
You may be proud of your son recently, but he hates your mac and cheese.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
she don't even make the shit. That's how dope Noelle is. She does a three cheese blend. So she does the Velveeta, she does shredded, and she does pepper jack. And it's fucking phenomenal. And she leaves the eggs out, but it's fucking phenomenal. And Amber's is phenomenal as well. What did I miss? And I gotta have some sort of bread, be it cornbread or a biscuit or a Hawaiian roll or a regular roll or something like that.
Ooh,
we gotta have a
King's
bread.
Hawaiian's
and
good.
I'm going. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna have two plates. By the way,
how about
I'm
croissants? How about those rolled croissants? Those are
we
good.
We can do a croissant as well. Yes.
Uh huh. We thankful too. Yes. We frogs are thankful.
I did used to love the ham too, but now I don't eat the pork anymore. So our alternative meat is Amber does in our household. She does stuffed peppers with ground turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually. What
she's
do you
actually
say,
making
but
them right
I can
now.
Smoke a bag of that. I'm not mad at that.
Oh, she got that shit down to a science. As a matter of fact, she's in the kitchen right now making them because we're going to cook some of the stuff tonight because we want to try to eat before 7 o'clock.
Yes. Yes.
You know what yes. I mean? So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in a household where Thanksgiving dinner was done by Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
You just warm that shit up on Thursday.
Yeah. We eating by two. That's how I grew up too, Ray. Like, we eating by two. You know what I mean? And I haven't been able to get that down. We don't typically eat till like 7, 8 o'clock. And I'm trying to break the tradition. So we're going to cook some of the shit tonight.
By the time Thursday hit, I'll be so sick of fucking Thanksgiving food because I've had it for a day already. I don't want no more turkey.
Tony, what's your favorite side, brother?
The very much underrated green bean casserole.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. But is that a white thing? Because I've never, in any of the houses I've been in, seen green bean casserole, at least for Thanksgiving.
He literally talks about this every single year when we have this conversation. He loves this shit. Yeah, he loves
it. It's absolutely cool. I'm not trying to be funny.
You got like those...
I don't know all cultures.
No, you got them breaded French's crispy onions that you put over the top, and then you got the cream of mushroom with the green beans, salt and pepper. I don't know, I just like it. I like cream of mushroom, and I like a crunchy topping apparently on my mac and cheese and my green bean casserole.
Okay,
I've asked him this as well, so that's why I had the recipe down back because I too have asked Tony this. So yeah,
I'm just curious. And again, by all means, because I don't eat greens either, but I know that's a thing that not all cultures eat either.
And I want to throw a little thing out there for people that because I do like to have corn at Thanksgiving as well, and it's generally on the
cob.
See, now I've never had it. I've never been to Thanksgiving where people have had it on the cob. They always just serve the loose corn. So my thing is, if you're going to serve loose corn, cut it off the cob. Loose corn from corn cut off the cob, even though it's not the whole kernel, tastes so much better. It really does. So if you don't want to have people get messy, tons of napkins and stuff, cut it off the cob, doctor it up. There's tons of great corn salads you can make, cold or warm, to put different stuff in there. A really good corn salad that I like to make is cutting the corn off the cob, salt, pepper. It depends on what kind of, I like to use a little bit of vinaigrette and some red onions and just mix that up, and that's just perfect. Okay. It gives a little extra taste, a little bite to the corn salad. So.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
That was really good.
Yeah.
A little red wine vinaigrette with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we be working over here all.
I see. Look at my two chef brothers. I see.
All right. All right, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. No, go ahead.
We're done talking.
No, we can.
Can I give the people a? I mean, what the fuck, man? Can I give the people a quick life hack if you're gonna cook corn on the cob?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so obviously shuck it.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's the biggest one right there. You know,
drop.
You know, you could grill it with that on there, but don't. It's like a fucking what is it? Tamales. Don't eat the corn husk.
You're not supposed to.
I'm about to say some people don't know that, dog.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
No, you're supposed to open that biscuit up, bro.
The only reason the husk is on tamales is to keep them solid because because the consistency is so crazy.
I eat that bitch like a burrito.
You'll enjoy them. Yeah, go ahead. I think we're gonna say the same thing.
Else, you're regular as shit, if nothing else.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Up though.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say you'll enjoy it more on both ends.
Quick life hack: if you don't want to wait the whole running time of Schindler's List to pick your corn up off the grill, shuck it, throw it in one of them plastic grocery bags, and throw it in the microwave for 10 minutes. Bada boom, bada bing.
That'll get the same job. It won't get that char on it. But I don't need that char.
You do need the char, so you do it in reverse: is you boil them and then you take them and put them on the grill.
That's what I've normally done before. I've normally boiled them, but your idea if you're in a time crunch makes sense to me.
Plus, I'm not big on boiling shit because a lot of times when you boil it, you boil the flavor out of it, and the flavor goes into the water. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe so.
I'm just saying.
All right, last thing, and I always do this, and Platt, I think you've been a part of this. Ray, I don't know if you've ever done one of these with us. Thanksgiving. We're recording Wednesday, early evening. Thanks for listening, Chair Shot Radio Network. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us. But tomorrow, as people listen during Thanksgiving and we record the day before, where are you going and what are you taking? I'll start. And if you're staying home, you just say, I'm staying home, and this is what's happening. I'm going out to breakfast tomorrow with my mom and my stepdad and my sister and her husband's hunting. And so my sister and her son and my nephew. After that.
Another cultural difference, right? Because, you know, we don't eat to the food. Thanksgiving.
No. Listen, so here's what usually
you're starving.
Happens.
We
usually go meet up with my stepdad's brother and his family and go over there for Thanksgiving, and they come over here for Christmas. Well, they're going over by the other side of the family this year. So we're like, cool, no problem. So we're just going to go to breakfast. And after that, I'm going to watch football all day. And I might actually meet a buddy at a bar that's open all day on Thanksgiving because his family lives far away. So I said, give me a call. We'll go do something. So that's my good deed for the day. Today as you listen, tomorrow as we record. Where are y'all going? What are y'all taking? Because usually I would say I'm going to my aunt's house and I'm taking my appetite.
Black, go ahead.
That's literally been his shtick for the last 3 or 4 years. I'm staying home. Unfortunately, we were supposed to have guests. Like, we had booked the Airbnb and everything. One of my oldest male friends, my best female friend, they happen to be married, and they have my three god kids. They were supposed to come down for the festivities. Unfortunately, card subject to change, brother. So they're not going to make it down. So, yeah, it's just going to be Amber and I, and we're going to be eating off this shit for, like, until Christmas, probably. I'm staying right here at the crib. We're going to do the turkey. Shout out to Popeyes. They cut my time in half exponentially. All we got to do is throw that bitch in the, you know, in the oven.
I can swear by that. Them Popeyes turkeys off the chain.
So all I got to do is just throw it in the oven, right? We good. We ain't got to season it. I ain't got to do nothing else. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to do that. Obviously, I'm going to make my world famous cornbread.
It's not in the freezer right now, is it? Where's the turkey right now?
It better not be in the freezer right now, because you ain't going to have no turkey till Friday.
Nah, it's been defrosting since Monday, and we're going to take it out the refrigerator tonight and let it sit out so that it's ready for in the morning. Obviously, I'm going to make my world-famous cornbread stuffing. We've already established that. Amber's going to do some collard greens. She's going to do her mac and cheese. I'm going to do my Brussels sprouts, which y'all would absolutely love. I steam them, and then I put them in a pan with fresh garlic, a little bit of butter, some olive oil, and then I sprinkle them with teriyaki sauce. And while they're marinating, I let them get to a nice char. So you got that nice teriyaki with the garlic.
That
absolutely
sounds really good.
You'd love
it. Sounds really good.
Yeah, you'd love
actually.
I'm going to do some homemade biscuits. I said the greens. The stuffed peppers. We always keep those because eventually Amber's going to get sick of eating turkey, so we got to have an alternative. We are going to do some fresh corn on the cob. And Amber is making a dream pie, which I don't know what the hell that is. It's just like a lot of chocolate shit. And I think that's it. Oh, and she's going to do some mashed potatoes, which I'm not going to eat.
Your ass should have looked at her and said, I already tasted the dream pie, baby.
You took it out of my mouth. I was like, that doesn't sound like, that doesn't sound like no food.
That dream pie is working on the biscuit in the basket right now.
That dream pie is the reason you got a baby coming.
Well, hey, man, why y'all think I get away with saying the shit I say on these airwaves, man? You don't think I'm whispering
so after
sweet
the
nothings in her
the
ear?
You practiced us? No.
At this point, she just rolled her eyes at me and keep it moving like
no,
an
no,
escalator.
No, no, no,
you
no,
know what I mean?
After the show, you have to let Amber know that Ray and I have named her vagina Dream Pie.
With love. And most importantly, respectfully.
This episode, everybody listening already knows, is named after Amber's vagina. This episode is Three Man Weave Dream Pie. My name is PC Tunney. I just show up and kill. Thank you very much.
The first time I met, the first time I meet her, I was gonna expect a hug. Now I'm gonna probably get a punch in the chest.
Oh, she gonna turn tomato red when I tell her that. It's gonna be great. All
right, let's get out of here.
That's crazy. Now we got two DPs.
Wow. Oh,
we didn't even get to the football yet.
Oh man! All right, so
this is a hell of a show. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I've had a stretch.
He's going to tell her right now. Take the microphone with you. We want to hear this. All right, go ahead, Ray.
I have had a stretch over the past 10 or so years of really bad Thanksgivings. So I've gotten the habit of just like dipping off and just doing me. I'll go to the park. I'll go somewhere and just do me. But you know, my stepfather is like on the last legs of Alzheimer's. So me and my daughters are going to take dinner to my mom's house and hang out with her for the day and stuff like that. So yeah, we're going to basically be Uber Eats for the day. DoorDash, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, man, I'm going to try to definitely dip out and just do something for me. I'm football all day. Let the kids enjoy the day. But yeah, this is money for them. I'm a Christmas guy. I'm already ready for December.
Well, put it this way. at least you're off tomorrow and you get to spend time with family, so you can be very much thankful for that, right?
Oh, I'm thankful for all of it. I'm thankful for all of it. Even the bad shit, I'm thankful for it.
Right.
Because you wouldn't know what good shit felt like if you didn't know what bad shit was.
That's a true story. That's a true story, Mr. Ray Cash. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some Thanksgiving football. Maybe we'll get into something else. I don't know. You're listening to Three Man Reeve right here, Thanksgiving morning, Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. So real quick, I went back and I told my better half,
I'm listening. Rochelle,
what we discussed.
And she said, right, it's a dream pie.
And I quote, I roll, oh my God, men are disgusting. And as I was coming back in here, you really trying to get killed tonight, end quote.
So, you started that one talking about, hey, Ray, if I have titties in my mouth in Dallas, just let it be. You started it.
Hey, man, you don't edit no more. What the fuck are you doing, Tutty?
She already heard it.
The fuck?
She doesn't listen to this
show. She might have forgot it. She don't. That's just gonna come and bite me in the ass come Wednesday when she working and listening. Yeah. You better pray she got some meetings, motherfucker.
No, you better pray she's got some meetings, motherfucker. The fuck do I care?
That's funny, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I got about as much chance of getting some trim tonight as Ray Charles, man.
Hey, looks like your food will be done by noon tomorrow.
Well, he ain't getting done tonight. I can guarantee you that.
All right. We'll see.
Bruh. Ray been dead longer than your youngest daughter been alive.
Facts.
All right. Let's get to it before Platt gets into any more trouble. All right, gentlemen, before we get into it, let's talk about the clusterfuck known as the top of the standings in the NFL, because almost everybody except for the Detroit kneecaps are almost eligible to make the playoffs. And, man, I got to tell you, in a winning team after winning team, dropping down loss after loss after loss, there isn't even a one loss. There, not only is there not an undefeated team left, there's not even a one loss team left. And there's only one 2-loss team. So Pete Rozelle and the parity that he envisioned for the success of the NFL has really come to fruition. Thoughts on the NFL season so far and the crowded playoff picture?
I personally think that I'd much rather it be a dogfight and the games be entertaining than to have two or three teams with 0-1 losses. Because by and large, those games aren't interesting because they're blowing everybody out. Go ahead, Platt. I got thrown off. I'm sorry.
No, no worries, man. Shit, I don't know what to say. I mean, I typically say that we don't know what's going on in the NFL until about week 10 or 11. I think we're at, what, 11? Is this week 11 or 12? It's one of those, right? And we still don't know what the hell's going
12,
on.
12, I believe.
Yeah, and we still don't know what the hell's going on. So it's exciting because, like, what, 98% of the fan bases can envision a path in which they make the playoffs. But I feel like it's got something to do with this extended NFL season.
The 7th, 17th week? Or 17th yeah. game?
Yeah, I feel like that. And, there, I mean, I guess injuries are part of the game. There's always injuries, and maybe I'm just being a prisoner of the moment, but it seems like there's just been a lot more significant injuries than I can remember happening in recent history, you know?
Mm-hmm. It does feel like that, and I don't – but a lot of these injuries happened even before the season started.
Yeah, that's true too.
So that's – and it's something to be said for – you know, I know this isn't a football thing, but I think about how the Japanese pitchers, when their arm gets tired, they pitch more. And our pitchers, we coddle them and make sure they don't pitch too much. And our pitchers, they hurt. And their pitchers are never hurt. It makes me wonder because now, you know, you can't practice like you used to. And you can only, I think you can only have full contact practice, like maybe once a week or something like that. And it's, and but it's something to be said for, and I don't know, it feels like a correlation. It may not be, but it feels like there's a correlation between that change and more injuries, because people didn't get injured to the extent that like they are now, non-contact injuries and things of the like 10, 15 years ago, doesn't feel like, and our medicine is better now. Our science is better now. So it's just interesting to me.
No, that's a good point, man. And I don't have an answer to that. And frankly, I don't think any of us do. And we won't until 30 years from now when we see how these players are doing as compared to, you know, past generations of guys. You know what I mean? Because on one hand.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I have an answer for it. And I've had an answer for it. And you've actually heard me say the answer for it, Chris, I believe. Take the face masks off of the helmets. And see how many guys are getting brutally injured in the NFL. See how many guys are getting CTE after they retire in the NFL. Because you don't have the protection in front of you. You have to literally protect yourself while taking down the other person. You can't just be going in willy-nilly all over the place, right? Think about it.
So you're saying it's a whole thought thing? It's a psychosomatic thing?
I mean, you're all masked up like that. You're going in full tilt. You got your face exposed. You're going to make sure that you're not running your face into something.
But bro, Bruh, you got 6'5", 350-pound dudes running 4.4 40s, man. You can't do that nowadays. You know what I mean? That's a recipe for disaster, I think.
It's a violent game, and I don't. Maybe Tony is legitimately at saying this. I don't think he's being legitimate with it, but I think his point, I can understand, is if there were no helmets.
Not helmets, but if there were no face masks, yeah, exactly.
These people would have to think about what they're doing.
Yep.
But that's,
going out there and being reckless and not caring.
But that's the thing about football, man. Football is similar to the military. It doesn't teach you how to think. It teaches you to go out there and be a killer and go reckless without thinking.
Look at professional rugby. Look at professional rugby, though. They're not wearing anything.
That's fair. But they're also not 6'5", 330, running 4'4", 40s either.
I don't know. They're pretty darn fucking... built up, guys.
Rugby is a very vicious sport, but I don't think it's inherently built with the viciousness in it. Like, there aren't people whose sole job is to knock somebody out. The whole point of the game is basically to get the ball. In football, there are positional players whose whole job is to knock the head off of
Well,
somebody.
And maybe that, the so mentality, maybe the mentality and the culture is the problem in that inside the NFL.
Well, that's clearly it's America.
It's baked into the game. Yeah. So, but I mean, it's baked into society and the culture, but we really won't know. Cause on one hand, I get what you're saying. I get what both of y'all saying, because they don't get the practice time that they get. And that tends to lead to more injuries because we adapt as human beings. That's our greatest skill, is our adaptability. And if you're not used to getting those hits day in and day in practice, we cut, you know, a couple of preseason games, it would lend itself to you being more injured. Now, on the flip side of that, we'll see, you know, 30, 40 years from now, whether these guys, if their brains still turn into tapioca pudding. And I said that to be a very violent and visual example. I don't say it in jest. I'm not trying to, yeah. you know, play anybody. But y'all understand what I'm saying. Like, I'm not Absolutely. Saying it trying to, yeah, trying to negate when what these people do. But
when you have all-time Hall of Fame players shooting themselves in the chest because they know something's wrong with their mind, like, you know there's an issue with the situation going on. Now, I say this, and we're going to talk about these games and watch all day on Thanksgiving and all Sunday and not think about it. So, you know, we're complicit yeah. in our own right.
But yeah.
it's something to note that we know this. I mean, I don't even know if we were going to mention this or not, but Everson Griffin had what we think is a mental episode today, thinking that somebody was in his house trying to get him and shooting at them and putting crazy things on social media and whatnot. You don't know what's going on in these people's brains since Pop Warner starts at 6. You know, these guys are starting at 6, and they tried their best. They're trying their best now to reform the way people tackle, but they've been doing this for 30, 20 years now. Can't just change it overnight. And in the same breath, if you want to change it overnight, the fans are like, this is flag football now. You know, so it's like you can't win for losing on either side. So all that to say, football really is good right now, huh?
Yeah, there's a place I want to take it, but I'm not going to take it there. Let's talk about these shitty games that they've got going on for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Shout out to the NFL, man, because I'm going to be able to catch up on some shows and some movies because of these shitty-ass games that they put on the docket this week.
I don't know. I think it's just the first game. It's just the first game. It's just the first game, and they've pretty much cemented themselves into one shitty game of Thanksgiving now. I mean, the Detroit ain't getting better anytime soon. Go ahead, Ray.
Legit question. Of us three around the horn, do any of us ever pay attention or watch the Detroit game at 12 o'clock?
That's fair. That should be on in the background while I'm cooking. You're right. That's fair.
I'll watch them all. Usually I'm by family, so yeah, I'd like rather be in the shitty world of kneecaps than my family.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
and it's even worse. This game is even worse because Jared Goff is hurt and Justin Fields is hurt. So, like, what are we watching?
It's Andy Dalton. It's the guy that almost beat the Browns. Oh, NFL action at its finest.
NFL's fantastic.
I don't even know dude's name. Detroit don't even know dude's name. I talked to a brother, man. He's a work friend. He is a Lions fan. He's like, who the hell is this Melon Farmer? He didn't use the word Melon Farmer, but you get what I'm saying. He didn't know who the hell that dude was either. He was wondering what happened to the second string.
Well, the backup.
Why wouldn't he play?
You mean the backup for the Lions?
David yeah. Blow.
No, Tim Boyle.
David wow. Blow.
No, Tim Boyle.
No, Tim Boyle was the dude that played on. He's third string. That's the one that played on Sunday, and I think he's playing again tomorrow or today, rather.
He was the backup in Green Bay for a while.
No, he's the backup. He's third string in Detroit.
Right. So that just tells you how dumb Detroit is. He was the backup in Green Bay, and they're like, "Oh,
yeah,
because they're like you're good enough to back." They're like you're good enough to back up Aaron Rodgers, but you're not good enough to back up Jared Goff. So just hang out over there for a little
while. I don't look at it that way. I look at it more as Aaron Rodgers ain't never gonna be hurt, so we can decide anybody.
No. This is
10 points against the Browns, a team that was begging to give that game away. Man, it's not like he's the second coming of Joe fucking Montana, Tony.
This is an indictment on Detroit, not Green Bay.
Well, that's what you want it to be, sure.
Yeah, that's what you want it to be, yes.
Think legitimately, how many times do you see, like, the top level quarterbacks have really good backups? Not often.
Okay, so do I need to list you the number of backups that went on to start behind Green Bay quarterbacks since Brett Favre came along? Do I need to start just listing?
Well, there's two.
Hold on.
There's two.
Time out. Give us the list of backup quarterbacks in Green Bay that started after Brett Favre that went on to have success. Sustained success.
And Mark, you're right. Mark, I forgot Matt Hasselbeck was a backup. You're
Matt
right,
Hasselbeck?
You're right.
Mark Brunell? Aaron Brooks?
Nope.
Kurt Warner?
Mark nope. Brunell was a backup?
Mark Brunell was a backup for the Packers. Ty Detmer, Aaron Brooks went to New Orleans. Matt Hasselbeck.
Both of them were trash. Demarin and
Matt Flynn threw six touchdown passes in a game and then got traded to Seattle and signed a $30 million contract.
You got trash. Two. You got two. You got Brunell.
Is Matt Hasselbeck? Yeah, Brunell was a beast, yes.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner.
And then Aaron. So. Kurt Warner
was bagging groceries, man. He was out there. Yeah. That don't come count.
On, he was in Packers training camp. He was in for Packers training camp.
Really?
I swear really? He was.
Diary of a Diehard Packers Fan by PC Tunney.
That's how my brother got a job playing professional ball in China, because he had some courtesy workouts with the Clippers and Sacramento, Browns. And his agent said, "Oh, well, he was in camp with the Clippers and the Kings."
That's how you
Jim McMahon, Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim McMahon was a Packers backup.
Oh, Jim McMahon had, come on, man. Really? Jim McMahon was Perk Angle by the time he got to the goddamn Packers.
Jim McMahon with the Packers was like Bill Walton with the Celtics.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl with the Packers, by the way.
It wasn't even that good, right?
By the way, the only winning quarterback in Bears Super Bowl history also won a Super Bowl with the Packers. So suck on that shit, Kago. You want to know?
That was Jim McMahon.
Listen, if you live somewhere where there are actual Bears around, do you know how to keep them out of your backyard?
Patrick Swing in Seattle. Akeem Olajuwon with the Raptors.
All you gotta do is put up
Patrick
Ewing with Orlando.
All you gotta do is put up goalposts in your backyard. You won't have any Bears around.
So basically, we don't care about Detroit and Chicago. So Dallas and
you punch it down. That's not fair, man. Nobody likes a bully, Tony. Y'all been beating the Bears' ass for the last 20 years. Nobody likes a bully, Tony. You're punching down right now, sir. Okay?
It's called retribution.
For what? George Halas? Get the fuck out of here.
We could end right now. Like, we could stop right. Nothing will get better than the last 15 seconds.
Take us home, Chris. Right, take us home, Chris. Take us home. Fuck it. Great, DeMarco, we're cashing in some holiday pay here. We got almost 50 minutes. Fuck it. Take us home, Chris.
Wait, you getting paid?
No, I'm just a joke.
Me too, man. It was a joke. You're supposed to laugh and we was going to talk some shit. Oh, and you ruined it. So
I thought maybe you were getting paid.
Shit. I don't get paid for any of these spots. Make sure I go to ProWrestlingTees.com /details.
Sound like it.
Did the job t-shirt. # get Platt his royalties.
You get no money back on that shirt or what?
Low-key, Ray deserves royalties off that too, because he was there when it happened.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes. I probably led you into that.
Yeah, well,
that's between you two to discuss splitting the financials there. It was either somebody's idea or somebody's idea. Do you get the difference?
Yes, we.
One has an apostrophe and one doesn't. I like to explain jokes. I'm PC Tunney. You're welcome.
If you got to explain it, it ain't funny.
Well, that's
I know.
That's the gimmick. But I'm serious. We don't need to even talk anymore about football.
I'm a volume shooter, man. I'm like fucking, who's a volume shooter? I'm like Dante Ellis. I'm going to get you 30. It might take you 30 shots.
Who's
but
Dante
I'm going to get you
Ellis?
30.
Okay?
For the record.
Who's Dante Ellis?
I'm cool with that gimmick. I'm cool with your gimmick. But you got to at least have the first letter right. It's Monte Ellis.
I'm like, who's Dante Ellis?
You got to have the first letter right so we can at least know who you're talking about.
Or is he talking about Dale Ellis? Which one is he talking about?
Dale Ellis' son, yeah, I'm saying, because Dale Ellis, he can light it up too back in 1989.
He'd throw it up.
On one hand, I'm shooting Bears because I was being dead ass. I wasn't trying to mess up the guy's name. But on the other hand, you clearly knew who the fuck I was talking about. So why
I know you. I know you.
Oh, boy.
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the king of volume shooters, Bernard King? How about that one?
No, we're not going to besmirch the good name of
Bernard King. I'm not besmirching him, but Bernard King never met a basketball. He didn't want to shoot.
Well,
yeah, he should have been on the top 75. You can't tell me there's been 75 players that are better than Bernard King.
I don't know. I think the longevity there.
No, he was balling and he was cooked on cocaine and alcohol. And then when he got sober, he lost both his knees. And he was still giving you 25, 30 a game with no knees.
Was he hanging around Dan Campbell?
Fuck, that's where I was going. Take it home, Platt. We're out of here. This is your Thanksgiving show. Wrap it up, seriously.
All right. Well, shout out to Dan Campbell. I pray you get a win this next week because I want you to hang around. You legitimately entertain me, and I want you to be here.
You want
and we know Nagy probably going to be up out of here after this season. Shit, Nagy might not make it through this game. Like, Nagy might have to, like, catch an Uber back to Chicago from Detroit after this game.
Who would have thought Jason Garrett would get fired again before Matt Nagy?
Shout out to Jason Garrett, too, Cleveland native. Right, and but he's back, just not good at the coaching. At you,
and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right, and we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
And shout out to Dan Campbell, because they clearly bit Baker Mayfield's foot off this past Sunday. Baker got one arm, one hand, one leg, and one foot, and they're still going to start him against the Ravens. Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for a win. Good luck, guys.
By the way, shout out to Snoop Huntley. I see what you did last week. I'm proud of you.
Are you going to wrap this show up or what?
All right, man, because we'll be here forever. Okay, yes. We'll wrap it up. Tony, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you then, sir? Please and thank you. Please, since you're trying to get up out of here and go eat some microwave hot dogs, whatever the fuck you're going to do.
Wow, so judgmental. What, do you want to have an hour later of the show? It's a one fucking night you guys want to sit here forever? What the fuck?
Every other week. Hurry up, man. We got right. Something to do tonight.
I'm sitting here trying to get you guys out of here tonight. You're like, hey, let's hang out. What you doing? You can find me at PC Tunney on Twitter and Facebook, and you can find me at a bar watching football tomorrow instead of hanging out with my family. It's going to be great.
Well, I mean, I'm already fucked. Y'all done compared my woman's vagina to a pie. So
you started it. I'm not going to believe
it. Not any pie. No, not anybody.
Help me out here, y'all. Yeah, bring it home. Yes. good Reverend, where can they find you, sir?
It's Ray Cash, y'all. At It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as Mysterio. C-A-S-H as in dollars. By the way, for the record, I got Detroit in the shocker. I got Cowboys, and I got the Bills.
Bills are short.
Who are the Bills playing?
Saints.
The Saints.
Yeah, that's fair, man. They don't have anybody can throw the ball. You guys can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlatt. More importantly, if you appreciate the content we provide day in and day out here at The Chair Shot, make sure we're able to keep providing that content you love so much day in and day out here at The Chair Shot by supporting the movement and going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, picking up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. The holiday season is literally upon us, ladies and gentlemen. They make excellent stocking stuffers. They make excellent gifts for people that you might not like that much, but you feel obligated to get them a gift for whatever reason. The fucking Secret Santa shit that y'all got going on at work, typically you'll have like a $25 minimum. Well, if you type in the promo code, once you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, Black Friday, you're going to save some money on that t-shirt, and it's going to get you underneath that Secret Santa $25 minimum that you pay at work. So I'm actually saving you some money right now by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot because you got to buy the shit for that Melon Farmer anyway. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt, type in the promo code Black Friday. Do it tomorrow. It might not work Saturday. Do it tomorrow, okay? And you'll save a little bit of money. You'll get it out the way, and you won't have to worry about it again. And you'll be supporting your favorite website with news, reviews, opinion, and analysis. Please and thank you. And please remember thechairshot.com. We are not just a website. We're a movement. And apparently we're saving you money, too. Folks, enjoy your Thanksgiving. All jokes aside, if you're listening to this on Thursday, if you're en route, if you're cooking, whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family, friends, fellowship, and food. Enjoy your Black Friday. I ain't about to be out there getting my kneecaps bit off by some Dan Campbell-looking bitch trying to get a goddamn 60-inch television for $150. I ain't gonna be out there fucking with that shit. But if you are, be careful. Wear your mask. Wear your knee pads. Wear your ankle bracelet. Pop. Hey, keep your head on a swivel, baby. Keep your head on a swivel. Anything else y'all want to say before we get up out of here? Hey, man, for the Commissioner PC Tunney, for the Reverend Ray Cash, I am Mr. Velvet Pipes Christopher Platt. Thank you all for tuning in to the latest edition of Three Man Weave. We pray y'all had as much fun listening as we did recording, because we could have kept this shit going on for 10 straight hours. Enjoy your holidays. Put your tree up by Saturday.
No.
And until next time, we'll see you right back here. Same Platt time, same Platt channel. Didn't really land the plane there, but it's all good. It's a holiday. Shalom.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say,
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.